The story of Noah and the Great Flood, is it just a myth? The Bible's answer. The flood was a real event. God caused it in order to destroy the wicked people, but he had Noah build an ark to preserve the good people and the animals. We can believe that the flood really happened because it is recorded in Scripture, which is inspired of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. Fact or fable? The Bible indicates that Noah was a real person and that the flood was a real event, not a fable or a myth. Bible writers believed that Noah was a real person. For example, the Bible writers Ezra and Luke were skilled historians who included Noah in genealogies of the nation of Israel. The Gospel writers Matthew and Luke recorded Jesus' remarks about Noah and the flood. Also, the prophet Ezekiel and the apostle Paul cited Noah as an example of faith and righteousness. Would it make sense for these writers to point to a mythical person as an example to follow? Clearly, Noah and other men and women of faith are examples to imitate because they were real people. The Bible gives specific details about the flood. The Bible account of the flood does not begin with anything like "once upon a time," as if it were a fairy tale. Rather, the Bible states the year, the month, and the day that events connected with the flood happened. It also gives the dimensions of the ark that Noah built. These details show that the Bible presents the flood as a fact, not as a fable. Why did the flood happen? According to the Bible, before the flood, man's wickedness was great. Genesis 6:5. It adds that the earth had become ruined in the sight of the true God because it was filled with violence and sexual immorality. Genesis 6:11. The Bible says that much of this trouble was caused by wicked angels who left heaven to have relations with women. These angels had offspring called Nephilim, who wreaked havoc on humankind. God decided to clear the earth of wickedness and allow good people to have a fresh start. Did people know that the flood was coming? Yes. God told Noah what would happen and instructed him to build an ark to preserve his family and the animals. Noah warned people of the coming destruction, but they ignored his warnings. The Bible says, "They took no note until the flood came and swept them all away." Matthew 24:37-39. What did Noah's ark look like? The ark was a large rectangular chest or box, about 133 meters or 437 feet long, 22 meters or 73 feet wide, and 13 meters or 44 feet high. The footnote reads, "The Bible gives the ark's dimensions in cubits. The standard Hebrew cubit was 17.5 inches or 44.45 centimeters. The Illustrated Bible Dictionary, Revised Edition, Part 3, page 1635. End of footnote. The ark was made out of resinous wood, and it was covered with tar inside and out. It had three stories, or decks, and a number of compartments. There was a door in the side of the ark, and evidently a window along the top. It seems likely that the ark had a roof that peaked in the middle with a slight pitch to allow water to run off. How long did it take Noah to build the ark? The Bible does not say how long it took Noah to build the ark, but it seems that he spent several decades building it. Noah was more than 500 years old when his first son was born, and he was 600 years old when the flood occurred. The footnote reads, "Regarding the lifespan of people such as Noah, see the article, Did People in Bible Times Really Live So Long?" in the December 1, 2010 issue of The Watchtower. End of footnote. God told Noah to build the ark after his three sons were grown and married, which could have taken some 50 or 60 years. Based on this possibility, it seems reasonable to conclude that the ark could have taken 40 or 50 years to complete. Great Flood Stories, Myths, and Legends. Flood stories that differ from the historical account in the Bible are common worldwide, but many share elements common to the Bible account. As Noah's descendants spread throughout the earth, it seems that they retold the story of the flood. In time, however, The story evidently became distorted into various forms. Consider some examples. Greek legend. The man and woman who survive a flood are ordered to repopulate the earth by throwing stones behind their backs. The stones then become men and women. Hindu legend. A man is warned by a fish that a flood will destroy mankind. The fish instructs the man to build a boat. The man survives the flood because the fish guides the boat to safety. Babylonian legend. The man and woman who survive a flood are granted immortality and become gods. Central American legend. A man, his wife, and their children survive a flood while all other men are turned into fish.